The Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Been a busy week for P&Z with the POCD. Last night, P&Z meeting and Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, joins me now. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you, Tony. Good morning.
Is your voice going a little bit?
Yeah, it's in and out. It's getting a little better sometimes and, you know, a little rough in the morning, but hopefully people can still understand me.
All right. Great, great. Tell us about some of the highlights of last night's meeting.
Sure. So we heard about 75 Holly Hill Lane. That's for the daycare center, and it was, again, left open. We wanted them to go back to the Architectural Review Committee and also wanted them to meet with the fire department and the police department to ensure that the configuration of the layout within the building meets all safety codes. So things like, because it is a daycare, whether or not they have to have two means of egress from each room, one of which would be directly to the outside. So just wanting to make sure that they meet all of those requirements before we move them forward. So that was left open. Then we had a subdivision in the Belhaven area on the Smith and Pear Lane. That was effectively a finding of not a subdivision or re-subdivision for the moving of a line for an equal area exchange. That was moved forward, but the subsequent site plans were both left open because both of them involved considerable regrading of the property. And the commission asked that, yes, you know, even though it does comply, you know, with the setbacks and all of those things, they wanted them to go back and look again if they could accomplish the same result but with less intense grading of the property. So they will be back to us at the probably the December meeting. Then we had some postponements from Bruce Park Avenue was not heard, and a subdivision on Nawthorne and Winnetta was not heard. So then that brought us to 10 Lexington Avenue. This is an interesting application because there was a public act that was passed initially in 2017 and revised slightly in 2018 that allows a non-conforming use and building to be torn down and reconstructed as long as there was never any intent by the owner to abandon that non-conforming use, and that's exactly what this proposal is on Lexington Avenue. It's a office building with a third floor residential existing. It'll be torn down and proposed in as exactly just that. The questionnaire has to do with the location of the handicap parking space, which has to be in the front yard, and just due to the elevation of the property. But that has an interesting, or breaks up the look of that street, which has a very residential feel to it. So the commission left this open in the hopes that they could either work with a neighboring property or do something with the landscaping, additional, move the building back slightly, adjust the parking in the back, something to obviously meet the ADA requirements, which are paramount, but to do so with there being less of an impact on the aesthetics of the streetscape. So that we'll see that at probably the next meeting.
Okay.
Then we had a preliminary site plan for 1205 East Putnam Avenue. If you've ever been to the McDonald's in Riverside and noticed there's a single-family home next door to it traveling west, that is the subject of a moderate-income unit application. As you know, we do have a moratorium, but this one came in before that was approved. Effectively, there's a lot of back and forth with the neighbors and the commission and the applicant regarding the look of the building, how important this particular site is being the entrance to Riverside, and you know, the potential traffic issues on Neil Lane, that's the residential street on the other side of East Putnam Avenue. So they will be back to us probably in December with some where we will focus just on the height and bulk issues. Then we had at 255 Field Point Road a proposal for where the Airgas property is behind the new Eversource substation, proposal for a table tennis recreational facility. And that was left open to deal with some issues with architectural review, specify hours, that kind of thing. Then finally over to 10 Sherwood Avenue. It's an application we've heard before. They wanted to amend the minor site issues having to do with driveways. That was closed and approved. And similarly, Greenwich Library, we've heard that before. That's for their new renovation to the downstairs area where the cafeteria and lobby are, and that was also approved.
Okay.
And that rounded out the evening.
Oh, well, okay. Kate, I saw decision items, Greenwich Plaza. What happened there, if anything?
Nothing happened there because one of the members was not able to be present last night, and that was Nick McRae. He will be back at the November 26th meeting where it's anticipated that decision will be made.
Okay, good. What can we look for in the next P&Z meeting?
The next one, and like I said, November 26th, we have the Second Congregational Church coming back. We have a moderate income housing project at 240 Greenwich Avenue that is proposed for that meeting, so we will be hearing that application then, too. Some of the postponements from this meeting, like Bruce Park Avenue subdivision, they will be on that meeting also.
All right, great. And meeting over the next few weeks with RTM members, continuing that as you get ready to present the POCD to them?
Yes, on December 9th. We're just very excited. I went to Hartford, as you know, the other day to make the revision. So based on comments we heard at the meeting and whatnot, and I think it just is a super plan, and we're just very excited to present it to the RTM and start work on it.
All right, fantastic. Katie, I almost feel guilty having you on this morning with all the talking you have to do. So take some lozenges and some hot tea, I guess. Best way to go, right?
Yes, exactly. Don't feel guilty. I enjoyed it. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling, and have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay, thank you. That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, talking about last night's